Mardi Gras workshop is a little bit different. In many ways, it looks just like you might think it does. Disco's blaring, people are smiling, and there's glitter everywhere. It's that time of year again. In 2 days, Oxford Street will be transformed as thousands of revellers descend to watch hundreds of floats drive through the historically queer suburb of Darlinghurst to celebrate the 41st Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. So how's it all going?
Yeah, really, really well. Yeah, very good. We're just doing the final finessing.
This is Liz Carter, the Mardi Gras Workshop Production Manager. There are over 200 floats in the parade, representing everyone from rainbow families to mental health organisations to the lifesavers, always a crowd favourite. Here in the workshop, the crew are working on around a dozen floats, that of the corporate sponsors, as well as the three floats of Mardi Gras organisation itself.
The three Mardi Gras floats are a little bit special this year because we've partnered with community groups and we're working with Trans Pride Australia, Selma De Tang and 2010.
Which communities do they represent?
So the trans community, the youth community and the Indonesian community.
The focus on trans issues and Indonesian issues highlights two groups that have faced particular discrimination in the last year. Liz says it's an opportunity to promote those pressing but lesser known discriminations.
And I suppose why us partnershiping with communities, we're actually trying to help celebrate all the voices. So last year we had the big voices, and this year we're looking at those small voices as well of all of our community around us.
As Indonesia becomes more conservative, crackdowns on queer people have become more common and severe. Last year, a trans salon in Indonesia was raided by police. That mirrors a worldwide focus on trans issues that has arisen over the last few years.
So the one we're looking at right here is Gender Galaxy.
This is Hugh O'Connor.
So it's to do with different gender identities, transness, non-binary, everything in between.
He designed the corporate floats like ANZ and Qantas. Right now we're standing next to a massive glittering structure. The sweeping arms of a spiral galaxy covered in LED lights surround a platform.
It's the idea of this galaxy of genders, and inside we'll have all these amazing performers in Barbarella-style 60s retro costumes, and a lot of these lights that you see are incorporated in the headdresses of the parade marchers marching behind the float.
A mainstay of the parade these days are the corporate floats. Qantas has been the longest supporter, while Woolworths joins this year for the first time. Corporate sponsorship became a point of contention last year when a small left-wing faction pushed for the organisation to exclude all corporate floats and even the float of the Liberal Party.
Currently, people are already excluded from this parade and protest, so it's a matter of choosing whether we want to exclude like the top 1% who haven't really been involved in our community, or if we want to exclude people who currently feel unsafe there because they've had negative experiences with police or the Liberals or what have you.
The move was defeated, but some see validity in questioning the support of corporations when the parade has its origins in protest. Liz Carter doesn't agree. On the contrary, it provides the organisation with much needed support and opportunities.
I think what we try and do is we partnership with bodies to help us sort of carry out the parade, I suppose, if you like. Sponsorship assists us to be able to hold Mardi Gras, and without that sponsorship we really couldn't do it. So I mean, obviously we get funding, but to have those partnerships is really, really important to us. And I think the significant thing is that those bodies are sort of saying to the world that they are about equality, and if some of the messages like from ANZ and people like that, their equality messages are really quite fantastic, and I think that has to be celebrated as well.
Before same-sex marriage was legalised, the issue provided a flashpoint for the parade. A national issue that gained huge political significance, the marriage equality float for years earned some of the biggest cheers as it rolled up Oxford Street. Some had questioned the relevance of Mardi Gras in a post-plebiscite world. Liz sees it more as an opportunity.
I think with Mardi Gras, now that we've got things like the yes equality vote, we're now able to start focusing on other things that are really important so that we all have equality.
Likewise, float designer Hugh O'Connor still sees relevance in the parade.
What does it mean to you?
Mardi Gras after marriage equality means a lot of things. It means continuing to look at the structures that we live in, how we live in them as queer people. Mardi Gras is a celebration of a lifestyle that has always been sitting outside of the dominant, you know, paradigms. And I think it's just a continuation of looking at what marriage means post marriage equality, what, you know, trans right means, what rights for queer people mean in other countries, education, young people. I think there's a whole plethora of things it still means, and I think it's still really political getting your kid off and walking down a street covered in glitter and embracing your sexuality and body.
What are you doing on Mardi Gras?
I'm going to go watch the parade with my two partners, polyamory, hello, and then I'm going to go celebrate with all my friends and dance all night in the disco, which is my most savoured favourite thing to do in the whole world.